Like we talked about earlier this week, I guess, going against the Falcons, just kind of exciting being able to go against somebody else. So looking forward to that Saturday night.
Do you have an idea of how many plays you play or want to play?
I'd play as long as they let me.
You curious, this offensive line, you know, I've got Andy back, and it looks like he's wanting to play on Saturday night, to see how they go against Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers?
Yeah, definitely. It'd be a good test for us. And, you know, obviously they've always had a pretty good pass rush, so finding ways to slow that down and take advantage of some opportunities if we can get them downfield is going to be a goal of ours.
You guys, you spent a lot of time installing the offense all through the offseason and getting ready. How much of it do you want to show, and then how much do you have to still try to pull back and save and not show?
I think there's the healthy balance, like you said. You know, it's something that we want to make sure that we're comfortable, familiar running it in the game setting. So I think it's going to be more of a, we're going to kind of go out and do the things that we feel we need to keep moving forward as a football team, and kind of go from there.
You've kind of been through the preseason drill, I guess, before, you know, previous years here. How do you anticipate it playing out, you know, snaps this week compared to the following week compared to week three? Is it the beginning of game plan yet?
No, you know, I talked about it briefly, but, I imagine it seems like your third preseason game is always the one you play the longest in, and second one's a little more than the first, and then the last one seems to be the shortest. So just kind of however it shakes out, like I said, I'm excited about the opportunity to get out there for however long it is.
What do you hope to do?
I just, you know, want to go out and play with a good tempo, a good intensity in and out of the huddle, be crisp, not making any mental errors, and execute. I think if we go out as a group and do that, we can build on that.
Cleared, I guess, every hurdle possible when coming back from your foot injury. Did you clear another mentally when you got there and play and get tackled and have contact the first time?
Yeah, I think that's always something that you look forward to, just to be able to get that out of the way too. So that'll be a nice part about Saturday night as well. Yeah, I thought they've done a great job just being pros, you know, picking up the offense, understanding their assignment, knowing what they have to do to be successful, and going out and doing it daily.
Looks like both those guys have done a pretty good job picking things up quickly.
Yeah, like I said, I think that, you know, they're pros, and there's a reason they've been in the league for an extended period of time, and it's not the first time they've had to learn an offense, and they've done a great job of coming in and making sure they know their assignments. Yeah, he's done a great job, and like I said, he's just done his job ever since he's got here. He's ran the right route, he's caught the football, he's been in the right place at the right time, and you know, it's fun to watch guys work like that.
You try to forget one play, move on to the next. When you're done with a practice or as you're reviewing it, how much do you harp on maybe that one throw that you wanted back, or how much do you concentrate on letting it go and doing that play better maybe the next time or something like that?
Yeah, I think that it's an opportunity to go back and look at the film and see what you can learn from it and improve. And obviously, I think you're able to take more away sometimes when you don't execute the play correctly, and then you have an opportunity to learn from it. So that's what practice is all about.
You feel like you've done a good job not making the same kind of mistakes twice?
Yeah, you know, and that's the goal. That's the goal is it's to play perfect football. It's really challenging to do, but it's not to repeat the same mistakes that you've made before. And that means you're learning from them and you're growing and you're developing as a player.
Jake, what did you like about what you guys did in the scrimmage against the Falcons offensively, and how can you take that into Saturday night, you think?
I just, like I said, it just had having the opportunity to go against somebody else, and I thought that we had a great tempo. I thought that we were on the same page. We executed really well. We communicated in a different environment, and that's going to be important Saturday night as well.
What's the feeling like looking around at different kind of weapons you got this year compared to last year? With your running back, the receivers, that line, as a quarterback, how does that feel?
You know, really excited about the group of guys we have in this locker room. I've said that many times here. I just, not just what they can do on the field, but the attitude that they bring to this football team and, you know, how much they're focused on being successful as a unit.
That's a good answer, exactly, I guess, to just playing so long, kind of getting out there, getting the field
again. Definitely. Really looking forward to getting out and being able to play a real game of football again.